Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Actually, I've got a bit of what I think is good news in light of all of this other bad news seems to be coming our way. Our topic is USA, as in the all capital United States of America, that corporation that reportedly has been bankrupt now for about 7 years. And I'm talking about Chapter 7, it's gone, it's not coming back. That one's gone. And there's going to be a new republic come in, so the prophecies say, in January. So, USA gone, new republic, January 2025, a bit of good news. Okay, so let me talk to you just kind of to summarize some things first, and then I'm going to show you two new prophecies to encourage your heart. Okay, first of all, one of the prophecies say, victory, Trump sweeps the nation. Now, that's part of the good news, but you have to understand that the devil is not going to go quietly into the night. And I believe about 6 months or so after that is when we'll get hit with suitcase nukes. Some of the other prophecies say suitcase nukes immediately, but that does not necessarily mean it happens immediately. So, then Trump is going to begin draining the swamp when he gets in. And some of the prophecies say he gets in as a king, commander-in-chief. Some of them say he comes in as president. I would prefer him come in, well, at least in one way. I'd prefer it to come in peacefully and be easy to come in rather than having to be some kind of a violent overthrow. By January, we'll have a new nation, say the prophecies. You remember I read one from Vicki Goforth Parnell about a death certificate. Actually, that's accurate. In other words, the all-capital corporation, United States of America, that, as I said, has been bankrupt for about 7 years now, that's gone. It's already gone, actually. And there's going to be a new one. And the name of it is Republic of the United States. Yes, the currency is already printed for it, so I'm told. Massive arrests. Only then I'm going to be put into, now, there may be some civil courts, but for the most part, it's going to be military tribunals. And for that, they have to be taken on military property. That can be like a military base, or that can be like a boat in the ocean, something like that. But it's military tribunals. They don't have a right to remain silent. They don't have a right to eternity. They don't have all of these protections. It's hard, it's fast, and boom, it's done. Justice is served. After the election, the dam is going to break financially. I think that, and by the way, this new financial system coming in, I know Brandon Biggs says it's taken 4 years. That's not right. Okay, 4 months. There'll be a brief period of great difficulty as we kick out the bad guys to bring in the good guys. As we kick out the dollar that is worthless, PFA, plucked from air, and it'll be difficult. But I believe Chris Reed is right. By July of 2025, the ship is going to be righting itself. Okay, because right now it's drowning. If the process is actually removing the Brandon Woods or the Swift dollar, removing the Federal Reserve, removing the IRS, things like that. And so I'm told, supposedly it's going to do away with all national debt, all banking debt, and some people want to believe it's also doing away with all personal debt. Now, I don't know for certain if that's what happens. Anyway, but there's some good times coming too. But the way it happens, according to the prophecies, is the dollar goes 30% down, 30% down to zero. Well, think about it. If the old's not broken, don't fix it. So you got to break it. Both the good guys and the guys want to break the old system. The good guys want to bring in an asset-based system. The bad guys want to bring in a CBDC based upon the Federal Reserve. I think it's 4 months. Not 4 years to get through this difficult time. The new financial system is going to be based upon an asset-backed currency. Now, yeah, I can't walk away from Omar Usher's in Palestinian state. Right now, Israel is still at war. And right now it appears that Israel is going to continue to stay at war for a while. So I looked it up. Let's see. I should have written it down here, but it's like April 15th to July 1st, I think, is the counting of the Omer for 2025. So sometime during that time is probably when they get the Palestinians a state. We split Israel, and then God will split America with an earthquake. Sad to say, that's probably what's going to happen. So probably Trump's efforts to right the ship is going to be, we want our entitlements. In other words, I think he'll say, look it, guys, we can't just send out checks to just continue to get us in debt. If we don't have the money, we can't send them out. I know you sent us the money, but we can't send them out. We got to straighten this thing out. And I think for a brief period of time, probably in the ballpark of 4, maybe even 6 months, things like Social Security checks and WIC checks and things like that won't go out. But by 2025, July, the ship goes upright. Now, here's the new information. Comes from Barry Wunsch. Now, the date is important, July 12, 2024. Means that, June 12, 2024. So this is a few days after the agreement between America and Saudi Arabia has expired. That expired June 9th, 2024. Now, Saudi Arabia is no longer obligated to sell oil only in dollars. So he says, I was immediately taken into the spirit into the United States Federal Reserve server room. Okay, it's about to tell you that the Federal Reserve is going bye-bye. That's real good news. It was bright, very well lit, and had rows of racking and servers humming along. I watched as a team of highly specialized techs worked behind the servers. I could see them, but they were mostly transparent. I knew that they were each connected to the system, some on the inside and more from the outside, but all were working on the same project. They were tracing and identifying connections from other nations, banks, stock exchanges, and Wall Street. They were preparing to cut each line off from this old server, now listen carefully, for a new system that was very soon to be fired up. Okay, now this is what the Fed's planning. This is what the devil wants. I don't think it's going to happen this way. Fired up. The Federal Reserve servers were at a maximum capacity and were not going to last much longer. The system was in trouble and on the verge of a fatal crash. This team was diligently working behind the scenes, tracing each line, each connection into the system, and preparing for the changeover. I hope you heard that, changeover. This system was outdated. It served its purpose for a time, but now it's done. There was a new system ready to go online to replace this old server. It was a quantum system. Now that we know about. Like nothing ever seen before. Years, why? Because it was given to us by the fallen ones, the extraterrestrials, if you want to call them. It was a quantum system like nothing ever seen before. Years in development and ready to roll out. It was smaller, more compact, and lightning speed faster than anything before. I saw a case opened and the inside core looked like the most perfect diamond, crystal clear and bright. It reflected and radiated light in a way I'd never seen before. The light bursting out of it was as bright as the sun. This was new and different technology. This was the future. We've been talking about this. We've been talking about this for what, 4 or 5 years? Okay. I was then taken out of the server room, down a hall, into the elevator, and up we went. The elevator doors opened into a hallway with offices running down both sides. As I walked down the hallway, things were running hot. Conversations were loud, passionate, animated. The Federal Reserve had been in trouble before, but never this bad. Agents were pleading with those that were talking to, trying to hold it together with all they had. The men and the women working on the phones were in a state of panic. It had suddenly gotten real. This was not like anything they'd ever faced before. They were negotiating here and there with banks, Wall Street, stock exchanges in the USA and abroad, trying to hold things together, but this time it was different. There was a room full of agents working the phones, speaking foreign languages, explaining things, and negotiating as hard as they could to other nations and governments, foreign investors, stakeholders, trying to navigate the storm. What did Shane Warren say? What did Terry Bennett say? A financial storm is heading our way. Trying to navigate the storm and what was happening. As I continued down the hallway, there were agents dealing with government agencies going through reams of reports, searching for ways and places to cut because there just wasn't enough to go around the way things were. Others prepping for the next steps, when it goes down, and how to deal with the fallout. A little further down the hall was another meeting room, and there was a group of political leaders being briefed as to what was on the verge of happening and what the potential ramifications were going to be. The room was very somber. Emotions and tensions were running high. It was a powder keg ready to blow. Another room had a team plotting how they could spin this cash in a way to blame Trump and the Republicans. When it was clear, in their briefing discussions, the Democrats themselves were to blame, and they knew it. They had to try to spin it because they would not be able to hide it any longer. Everything was going to be exposed. How many times have we heard this? Okay, we know this is coming. Not a surprise, not a surprise. There was a set of locked security glass doors at the end of the hallway where there was a group of journalists standing with cameras and microphones in hand prepared to attack with questions. This was going to be historic, major breaking news. The Holy Spirit then spoke to me. Barry, tell my people it is time for the takedown. It is time, now listen to this. Okay, Terry Bennett talked about this. Shane Warren talked about this. Chris Reed talked about this. So this is a fourth person about to say this. It is time for the wealth transfer to be released. It is time to pull the plug on the most corrupt system of all time and those who think they control it. They have raped and pillaged my people for too long. They have held my people in slavery, and the day is upon you for freedom. Watch as I dismantle the system that has held my people in bondage. What I have started cannot be stopped. It is time to remove those who have controlled the purse strings, and it is time to take back the purse. Never again shall it be in their hands. For all that was gained through unrighteous means shall be returned 100-fold to my people. Now that I have to disagree with, because we know that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Okay, so it might not be in these people's hands again, but it's going to be the devil's hands again, because that is the mark of the beast system. I will see to it that justice is served and slave masters shall be apprehended and brought to justice. The roundup is about to begin. They will turn on one another left and right and serve to try and save themselves, but in the end, justice will be served to all. Watch as I pull the clinch pin that they've held and protected at all costs. They're about to lose all control. I am taking it out of their hands. It will be there today and gone tomorrow. The day that they have dreaded is upon them. Barry, tell my people, do not fear, do not be afraid, for even though it may appear like the end is near, a new day is dawning. Draw together and draw unto me, for as you remain in me, I will meet your every need. Holy is the word of the Lord. Now, let me say something about that. I will meet your every need. I'm a little skeptical of that. When all of the other prophecies say food shortages, lines, and then suitcase nukes going off, I believe there's a part of this that's true and accurate. That's why I bring it to you. But I also believe there's another side. In the middle of this, suitcase nukes can be going off, or shortly thereafter. In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order six ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. Josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. JosephKitchen.com. Let's go on to the next one. Now notice the date. This is July the 4th, 2024, just here a few weeks ago. Today, as I was out on the highway, Holy Spirit took me once again unexpectedly into the Spirit. A screen opened before me. Instantly, I was watching this monitor screen that had opened in real time as I was driving. The way it opened before me, it was impossible for me not to see it and to watch what was going on. What was on the screen seemed to be what was being live streamed to me in real time in the Spirit. There was a meeting going on, and from what I could discern, the meeting was in Iran. It was a smaller, mid-sized room with approximately 30 delegates there. They were leaders and ambassadors from several nations that gathered for some talks. There were interpreters there for the delegates to communicate. For the record, I was not able to hear or understand word for word what was being shared, but I did know by the Spirit what was being shared. There was a head table in front of the room of the Iranian leaders. The new leader of Iran, okay, what just happened? There's now a new leader in Iran, okay? I think he got sworn in like in the last 20. Remember the guy that went over there just got killed, just the news reporting today? And he was there to watch the swearing in of the new president. So this fits. The new leader of Iran sat at the seat of authority there, center table. He was tough as nails. He made the other previous Iranian leaders look like Boy Scouts. He was going on the offensive. It was clear, not only from the tone and tenor of his voice, but even with his body language. He was not fooling around, nor was he wasting time. He was beyond any sort of reasoning. His mind, soul, and spirit, he made the decision to step things up and notch things up. He listened to those trying to talk him down, and clearly there would be none of it for him. In fact, the mere attempt to negotiate peacefully and reasonably with him seemed to increase his anger and resolve to fight even harder against Israel, Western civilization as we know it. Now, one of the nations that the Antichrist is going to come from is Iran, Iraq, Syria, up in that general area. Nothing has said this guy's the Antichrist, but nothing has said he's not. So let's continue to watch him. He would listen to what they had to say and then let them have it with both barrels, justifying the path of actions and intentions that he intended to carry out. He was shredding everyone that disagreed with him. He felt that it was his duty to go after Israel and the West in ways those before him didn't. Sounds kind of like the Antichrist, doesn't it? He clearly wanted to see them annihilated. He was not going to look or act as a weak leader. He was being demonically driven with the spirit of murder and death through a principality. My assessment was that he was not in his right mind. He also saw those from the North Korea, Russia, working together to strike back at the USA, Israel, and NATO. They had assets and positions ready to move forward in the right moment. They were phone calls away from pulling the trigger to get things going. I saw terrorist groups and cells on standby, waiting for the call to proceed. I think that's talking about them inside America. I was taken from there in the spirit to meetings in the USA. The current Biden administration was in full-on meltdown mode. Well, now get this, this is July, And I'd have to look up when that debate was, but this is might be a little bit before the debate, or it might be a little bit after the debate. But yeah, the Biden administration has been on full meltdown mode for a while now. With every decision and move they made, things got worse. And that's true today, too. Deeper into the quicksand they went. It is now at a point of no return for them. They were done. It was clear that they had no ruling authority any longer, and they were acutely aware of it. The best way I could describe what I saw was they were evaluating the last-ditch attempt to fight with all they had left in them to do everything possible, here it is, to block or take out President Donald J. Trump by whatever means possible. Now, here comes the good news. I was taking in the spirit over America, the beautiful. And as I covered the land, people were gathering, big gatherings and little gatherings. I want to say sports stadiums and everything in between, but the tone was the same, and that was they were standing for the Lord, his justice, and in allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic, the new Republic of the United States, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, individual with liberty and justice for all. Now, I think that Trump coming in is going to be good, at least for a little while. I think that they're not going to do away with the Constitution totally. I think for a while he will be a king. He will be a dictator, but he'll be God's dictator, and he'll be there to drain the swamp, just like he said. And for a little while, it'll work. But at the end of the day, America's still going to be destroyed. I think he gives us a few years. I realized what I was seeing before my eyes was the rebirthing of the Republic of the United States. I think it's interesting he put exactly the correct words in here, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't have my inside sources. I'm pretty sure he doesn't understand what he's saying. He just is hearing it from the Spirit. Because the new name for our nation is the Republic of the United States, not of America. It's Republic of the United States. That's what I'm told. The rebirthing of the Republic of the United States of America, coming into godly, biblical kingdom governments for the nation. That, I understand, is all correct. The world, as we know it, is coming to an end. I was taken behind a curtain of a very large stage where President Donald J. Trump was surrounded by family, friends, generals, colleagues, and heavy security. The moment was nearly at hand for all to see the greatest victory of light over darkness America has ever seen. I think that's the good news. I think that's the moment we're looking for. But understand, the suitcase nukes are still coming. It's not going to be happy days from now on. The devil is not going happily off into the night someplace, crawling into a hole and letting us, this sinful nation, continue to do well. President Donald J. Trump would soon take center stage. This would clearly impact not only America the Beautiful, but it would impact the nations for the glory of God. Freedom was at hand. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, then the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper. And as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. If you're watching Prophecy Club, you're a watchman. And if you're a watchman, God wants to make you a soul winner. And the way to do that is get prepared to be teaching a lot of people. There's a lot of people about to be asking questions when some of this trouble hits. My suggestion, order a special watchman's package. Here's what you get. You get two 2-foot by 3-foot color charts, great big charts. Also, you get my handwritten book of the book of Revelation right here. With all of my mistakes, everything right here in it, okay? And you get that and it has all of my comments, what I thought about this verse, that verse. And also you get 5 DVDs of me teaching through most of Daniel or most of Revelation. You get 5 copies of Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy valued $355, all for gifts of $200. The charts allow you to teach it to a group of people. You're going to need it. Prophecyclub.com.